Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great night for the Making Eight Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show. That's right. You're listening to us live. We want to hear from you guys. This show is about you, the rodeo fans and athletes. So if you're interested in talking some rodeo, you guys have some things that have come up or maybe some things upcoming y'all want to get off your chest, let's talk some rodeo. 646-915-9940. That is our guest call-in number. Be happy to hear from you. Like I said, even if you just want to send a shout-out to a one of your fellow bull riders or just want to say hey to somebody, family back home, maybe you're an athlete out there on the rodeo road and you're listening into us tonight, you can always go back. This show does re-air, so you can always go back during the week, tell your buddies about it, go back and listen to it. Anyways, we are excited about tonight's show. We really have to start things off by apologizing to the rodeo fans. We did have a lot of technical difficulties out there at our first show back. You know, I've got to tell you, I tip my hat to the SSBR putting on a great performance for closing out the 2009 season. Unfortunately for the rodeo fans at home, you know, we weren't able to get it to you like we needed to. We learned from it. Hopefully we're not going to run into that anymore. 2010 season is right around the corner. We're getting ready to kick this off. You know, we don't want to start off on the wrong foot, so we're working out our kinks. Give us a couple weeks. By the time we hit October and start off the 2010 season, we should be raring to go. We know what we need now in order to make this performance a lot better, a lot easier on you guys, the fans at home listening, and we're going to try to bring this action to you as live as we can. Like you said, you know, this year has been a learning year for us. You know, this is what I've called my get a grip year. You know, we're still trying to get a handle on it, you know, but hey, it is what it is, you know, and hopefully the rodeo fans at home, you know, were able to catch some of it, you know, maybe not all of it, but at least you're able to catch some of it. We were kind of pulling double duty or triple duty or whatever you want to say out there. Got to tell you, you know, we're out there helping some of the cowboys as they were getting banged up a little bit. We're going to talk about the show here momentarily, but rodeo fans, like I said, definitely want to send our apologies out to you. Going to make sure that we don't bring that kind of performance into your living room. We want you to catch all the action, you know, but at the same time, we'd much rather you be there in person to check it out because I'm telling you, you're really missing some great shows. The one we had this past Saturday was Southern States Bull Riding and Diamond W Rodeo. Doug Walker put on a great performance. And let me tell you, the bulls were out there bucking some of the rankest bulls that you're going to see here in the Southeast. And the cowboys came to ride. And, you know, we did have some good rides out there. There weren't a lot of them, but the ones that were there were definitely exciting to watch. So we're going to get into the show here momentarily. But rodeo fans, you know, we want to talk to you. We're reaching out to you guys. You know, as we start off our 2010 season, you know, we've got a lot of new ideas that we want to throw at you. We want you guys to be able to give us feedback. So whether it be now, whether it be later on, you know, during the week, you can always contact us. We want your ideas. If you guys have suggestions, give us a call, Tell us what you think, or what you think can make this show better, what you would like to see as a rodeo fan. You know, you can let us know. We want it. We want to hear from you. That's what this show is about. 646-915-9940. You know, if you've got questions about a rodeo that you saw, not sure about something, maybe excited about something going on, maybe you're an athlete that's really looking to get things out there, maybe get your name out there, you want to talk about some of the stuff that you've come across, hey, we're out here for you. That's what this show is about. This show is for you, the fans, the athletes. You know, we want to reach out to you. So this is your opportunity. Get involved with Making Eight Outreach. That's why we are here. So, you know, like I said, we're happy to hear from you. You know, it's a matter of what you guys want. That's what we want to try to give you. If we can bring it to you, then we will. And all you got to do is let us know. So pick up the phone. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take a break here, let you guys get a chance to get down and listen to some great bull riding music. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back.
Devil with hell in his horns, but I've been around since the day I was born. I'm a genuine. Hey, this is Weasel with the SSBR Bullfighter Finals, last 3 years in a row. You're listening to MakingEight.com.
Of a big cuss getting tore up from the floor up.
I'm gonna push my luck.
Pull the gate and try to make 8 on an earthquake high stake. It makes your bones ache.
Hey, hey.
I'm losing all control. You know I'm gonna stomp it. I gotta get a good grip and set it off like a rock.
Rodeo fans, we are back on the ranch, and you're listening to Making Eight Radio. We're excited about what's going on tonight. Had a great weekend. Let me tell you, it was good to be back after about 2 months off, you know, to get back with the Southern States Bull Riding and to close out their 2009 season. Man, what a way to go. I'll tell you what, there was lights, there was smoke, there was action. But before we get into that, we start talking about our event that we had down in Manatee Civic Center. We're going to talk a little bit about their second event that was also going on that night down in Naples. What a great event. Jamie Randant was the producer of the event down in Naples. We had Donnie Newman, president of the SSBR, was down there doing the announcing. And let me tell you, guys, I got a chance to talk with him after the event. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get through to him. We were having all kinds of issues with our switchboard up here, you know, back there on doing the live broadcast in Manatee, so we weren't able to catch up with Donnie. He did try to call in, and we certainly appreciate it. He wanted to give us an update, and let me tell you, he was excited when I had a chance to talk with him. They had a really good event down there. Jamie Randant, Chris Stewart, Peace River Rodeo brought some excellent bulls down there, and, you know, I think the crowd was really well entertained. To start things off, I'll tell you what, they had Jory Marcus, the Colorado Cowboy, came all the way down here. Let me tell you, I'm looking down from where a lot of these guys are from. And, I mean, I've got a pack of guys from Wyoming. We got one from Colorado. We got the Brazilian guys. So I'll tell you what, they are down here looking to try to get some money from some of these Florida boys. And these Florida guys are just not having a lot of it. But the Colorado Cowboys did take home the prize. They had nobody riding in the short round. It looks like everybody bucked off. And, you know, let me tell you, that was a hard luck. Just going down through the draws that they had. They had some ranked bulls down there. But Jory Marcus scored an 81 on the bull from Jamie Randant. They call him Bulldog. And, you know, it was a tough night. It was a tough night for those Cowboys, and they definitely had their hands full. You know, coming in second place was Drew Carmichael, who was actually on the verge of being eliminated from the top 30. Not sure if he was able to get that. We're still waiting on the final results to come in. I believe they have one more rodeo that has not yet posted their results. So we're going to have to wait and see what the absolute final deal is for the top 30 bull riders. But Drew Carmichael kind of leaning on the fence there as to whether or not he was going to make it in the finals. Did make a great ride down there. Scored a 76 on Dutch Duck, one of Peace River Rodeo's and Chris Stewart's bulls. So great job for him. The talk of the night, and this was something that really fired Donnie Newman up, was Gary Brown, you know, got injured earlier this year at a bull ride, you know, really kind of devastating, had to have arm surgery, you know, one of the great young bull riders, you know, really kind of disappointing to see. But for him to come back, this is his first ride back, scored a 75 on one of Peace River Rodeo's and Chris Stewart's bulls. They call him Shadow. And, you know, Donnie was really fired up, was really excited that, you know, that Gary Brown was able to do that. You know, so I tip my hat to him. Great job for him. Glad to see him back and look forward to seeing him at a few more of these upcoming rodeos, you know. These guys are out there. They're starting off the, you know, the 2010 season off right. So Eli Silva came in, believe he came in fourth. With a score of 74, he had Jamie Randant's bull Schizo. And then sliding down, looks like Jesse Roberts from Wyoming Cole Nagubert from Wyoming scored a 73 on short notice, another one of Jamie Randant's bulls. So love to have an opportunity to try to talk to these guys. Unfortunately, we were at another event, and I say unfortunately just because we weren't able to catch up with those guys. But let me tell you, we had a phenomenal bull bash. You know, this is one of Doug Walker's events and Diamond W Rodeo. And let me tell you, he holds nothing back for this event. I mean, he really knows how to put on a great bull riding. And, I mean, they don't call it bull bash for nothing because these bulls were banging. And, I mean, they were knocking cowboys out. You know, this was a tough night for these guys. It was the rankest bulls down here in the Southeast taking on some of the best cowboys. Most of them were in the top 30 in the Southern States bull riding. Majority of these guys have either been on tour at one point or are very close to getting on tour. So, you know, it was a exciting night. I really don't think that the fans left disappointed, let me tell you. Just the reaction that I got being out there right near the stands. We were right there on the front row. I really seemed like they really enjoyed it. And, you know, I tip my hat to Doug Walker and Diamond W Rodeo for putting on a great event, as well as the Southern States Bull Riding. You know, I mean, these guys have put on some great events down in Port Charlotte. We saw them down in Myakka City. But these guys here in Palmetto, down there at the Manatee Civic Center, put on one heck of a good show. For the ones that weren't able to tune in and listen, or the ones that tried to tune in and listen and weren't able to get anything out of it due to the noise and the background, the speakers were sitting right over our head. It was loud. The fans were so riled up. I mean, it was hard to focus on what we were doing. And unfortunately, it was just one of those things, caught us at a bad time. You know, we weren't fully prepared for being indoors, so that was a new experience for us. And let me tell you, we learned a lot from it. But let me tell you, Cowboys, Jason Wade got it done. He, you know, he's from Myakka City, just down the road from Palmetto. And Jason Wade came out there with his you know, with his game on. And starting things off was one of our first riders to come out, scored a 76.5 on his bull. Really impressive to see. You know, I mean, he just made it happen. And Rodeo fans, we will have the DVDs put together for you before October 10th. So if you're going to be down in Port Charlotte, you'll have an opportunity to stop off and grab that from us. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. It was really a good event to cover, and we got all the riders out there and all the matchups. And let me tell you, some of these guys, Junior Jader, that guy should have bought himself a plane ticket because he I'll tell you what, if they needed the light bulbs at the top of the arena clean, he could have done it. I mean, he got launched in the first go-around. But it was really exciting, I'll tell you. You know, just being a athlete myself, a former athlete, former bull rider, to being just a fan. I mean, I really think it was just so explosive. It was so energetic. The crowd was really into it. The like I said, with the lights and the smoke, the indoor arena. Hey, this was you know, this was about as best as you're gonna see. It was definitely one of the better shows here in the South, and I think I would compare it to any of the PBR events that were out there, hands down. So, rodeo fans, just because it doesn't have the mark PBR on it doesn't mean you're going to not, you know, see a good show. It was worth the price of admission, let me tell you. You know, sliding on down, we had a few more qualified rides in the first round. Brandon Hendricks from Mayo, Florida, did a great job, scored a 77. We had Kenny Hammock, the young rookie. I believe he's sitting up in about 17th place right now, scored a 79. Great job for him. The Winter Haven Cowboy, looked to see him at finals. And, you know, let me tell you, this guy was getting it. I mean, he has been focused, won an event down in Okeechobee or Davie just a few weeks ago. So I was really, really impressed to see him continuing that streak. You know, we got guys like Ryan Jones and Welton Silva, some of our regular cowboys, Nick Kakuza, who was bordering that that line of being whether or not he's in the finals or not. Like I said, we're still waiting on the final results from the you know, right around that top 30 range. But Nick Kakuza just trying his guts out, man. Really impressive to see. So I was pleased with how the event went. Hopefully, you fans that are tuning into us for the first time, maybe you were out there at the event and saw us out there. Maybe you're able to have some input on it. If you thought the event was good, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Hey, this show is for you, so don't hesitate. Give us a call. We did have a few guys in the second round make some qualified rides. Stephen Campbell from El Dorado, Arkansas, scored an 84. And let me tell you, this bull ride was one of the most impressive bull rides of the night. It was the high mark of the night, and let me tell you, this matchup was really great. Had a bull from Junior Lanier. They call him Bigfoot, and let me tell you, he was getting it. The bull scored 42.5, and the rider scored 41.5, so it was really great to see from those guys. You know, Jason Wade was the one that finished out, actually riding both his bulls, the only cowboy to do that, which is what put him in first place, and you know, he scored an 82 on the bull they call Moody Who. We've seen Moody Who in the short goes, one of Peace River Rodeo's, Chris Stewart's bucking bulls. And let me tell you, that bull knows how to get it. And Jason Wade just hung on, made the 8. Great ride for him. And, you know, congratulations to him. We're really excited for him. I know it's a good way to close out 2009. And I know he looks to have that momentum carrying him into 2010. So we're going to get down and break things out for you. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other things that were going on down there in Palmetto. If you guys have any questions, comments, if you guys want to talk about some of the rodeos coming up, maybe talk about some rodeos that you've been to, have questions, like I said, we're here for you. 646-915-9940. You're listening to Making 8 Radio. We'll be right back.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, Just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
There's a great American hero we all look up. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, he still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy life. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy life. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
All right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. You're listening to Making A Radio on MakingA.com. I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight to our Back on the Ranch radio show. I want to let y'all know what we got going on here. We've been talking a lot about the event closing out the 2009 season. We're down in Palmetto, Florida, down at the Manatee Civic Center this past Saturday. Had a great event. Jason Wade, the event winner. You know, it was a hard night for a lot of the Cowboys down there. We did have some injuries. Got to tell you, the biggest one of the night, Mark Pinero, really was, he was knocked out cold. Kind of landed on his back shoulder. Got a little whiplash there. Took a little nap in the arena, but was able to get up and walk out under his own. Got a tip your hat to him. One of the veteran Cowboys of the Southern States Bull Riding. Just a real blessed man. I got to tell you, just talking to him, he'll put a fire under you. He really will. He's a motivator, knows how to lead by example, sets a good example for the other Cowboys. And, got up and was able to talk with him after the event. He said he lost a little bit of time, but he was doing all right. And, he looks forward to actually producing an event coming up in the 2010 season. I believe it's going to be right around February, right around Valentine's Day. So, sweethearts, if you're looking on the East Coast for something to do, hey, y'all, take a weekend, head on over to the East Coast, to the men's area, and get ready for a great matchup. I mean, it's going to be a good little bull ride, and, this is Mark's first one that he's going to be producing. We look forward to being over there and working with him, being able to participate and bring all the action to you live on MakingA.com. So make sure that you guys get – put that on your calendars. If you want to find out more on the upcoming 2010 season and what events are going on, make sure you tune in to ssbrnow.com. Check out a listing of all their events. They have their schedules posted. And I'll tell you what, they are changing from day to day. I mean, they're adding more events. This is going to be a really exciting season. And, maybe some of you superstitious guys out there have something to say, but the 2010 season actually starts October 10th, which is 10-10 for the 2010. I mean, this is going to be one great year, I'm telling you. It didn't dawn on me until I started writing everything down for our notes for tonight's show. And I said, man, for the superstitious ones out there, hey, this has got something good on it. So y'all get out there, check out the SSBRnow.com, and get ready to get on some of their events. But great job, Mark Pinero. Like I said, doing okay. Shook it off. Was able to walk out of the arena on his own, and he's still doing okay as far as we know. We haven't received any other word otherwise, so we like to believe that he'll be down there at the next event. One of the biggest things of the night, one of the greatest things for bull riders to see, as well as the fans, were the bullfighters. Prime example is when Mark Pinero went down. Chris Forrest, they call him Weasel, one of the great guys of the Southern States Bull Riding, has been bullfighting for a long time, real experienced, got out there with the 2008. Now, we're not talking about SSBR champion, we're not talking about PBR champion, we're not talking about PRCA champion, we are talking about the world champion bullfighter in Ross Hill. And let me tell you, this guy is good. So for the fans to see how the bullfighters work in action, you were seeing the best there that night. These guys, when Mark Pinero went down, they were in there around that bull, would not let that bull get over back over Mark, kept drawing the attention away. I'll tell you what, if those guys deserve anything, they deserve, you know, your support and your appreciation for what they do. I know as a bull rider myself, I always went over and tipped my hat to the bullfighters that night, usually before the event, because I wanted them to make sure they would look out for me. I wanted them to recognize me before, you know, during the event when it was my turn to get down on that bull. But, you know, afterwards, I thanked them for the job that they did. And let me tell you, guys, they need your support. These guys are out there doing cowboy protection, you know, and they did a fantastic job. Now, I will tell you this. Ross Hills is also a freestyle bullfighter. So is Weasel. And those guys put on a great show. They were toying around with some of these bulls out there. After the cowboys were able to safely get out of the arena, these guys went to work and put on a great show for the crowds. Both these guys deserve all the credit in the world, did a great job. Tim Leppard, our funny man for the night, put on a fantastic intermission show, did a really good job entertaining the crowd. Love this guy. I mean, he was just fantastic. PRCA, he does a lot of events all over the U.S. Drove in Friday night, was actually in an event in Pennsylvania. Drove overnight, all night, just to get there on time on Saturday for this event. So let me tell you, this guy had it together, was really appreciative. I mean, he's got the Team Ghost Riders, and, you know, they have put on a fantastic show. It was really inspirational to watch. I had a great time. Those guys really did make part of the show. So just because a lot of the bull riders may have gotten bucked off, some of the guys that you may have really hoped, you know, were going to make rides, maybe a little bit of disappointment there in the fact that some of those guys weren't able to make those eight-second rides. Hey, that's rodeo. That's what happens, you know. But overall, the crowd was really entertained. I know I was entertained. It was just a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys will make your way out there and get involved with the SSVR in their 2010 season. I don't think you're going to be disappointed, let me tell you, at any one of these events. So, and you never know when these good things are really going to pop up and happen. You're going to see some great rides this year. We've got videos from the rides this past year, and let me tell you, these things were explosive. I mean, they were just getting it all year long. So we had a lot to talk about, and it's been a lot of fun. So I want to thank the SSBR for allowing us the opportunity to be out there and be involved in our inaugural year, really getting out there and being able to participate, work out some of our kinks, work out some of the things. We promise that we're going to strive to do what we can to bring 2010 right into your living room, to where you get so excited that you have to get out to these events yourself. So, hey, just get ready, because I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen. You know, that was one thing that was taught to me, is sometimes, you know, you can't sit back and wait for things to happen. You have to go out and make them happen. That's what we're going to do for the 2010 season. So y'all get a grip, because I'm telling you, 2010 is going to blow out 2009. You know, like I said, 646-915-9940. We want your comments. We want your questions. We want your concerns. If you guys have rodeos coming up in your area, maybe you want to talk about bull riders. You know, like I said, we are breaking out. We're going to talk a lot coming up here about the 2009 finals that are going to be going on in LaBelle, Florida. And, you know, we want you guys to, you know, to really get a grip with those. We want you guys to be a part of it. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, January 8th and 9th are going to be the two nights for the finals. So we want you guys to get it on your calendar, try to get down to LaBelle, Florida. You will not be disappointed. I mean, what we saw at the event in Manatee this past weekend is going to be what we're going to see for 2 days down there. Plus, we are going to have a lot of fun. I mean, on the 7th, they're going to have a fishing tournament. There are all kinds of things going on for the fans. They're going to have an after party. This is going to be a great time for you rodeo fans to get together, get to know these bull riders that you're going to see all season long. You're going to be able to watch these guys in the championship rounds, competing for the money, competing for the title of champion for the 2009 season. So, you know, I'm telling you what, we've got our reservations down there. We are set to go. We're going to bring it to you. But you guys are going to need to be there yourselves, because we cannot begin to touch on everything that's going to go on down there for the 4 days we're going to be there. So y'all get it on your calendar. Try to get down there and find out what's going on. We are going to break out and do a We're going to do a 2009 review coming up starting next week on our Back on the Ranch show. Believe that's going to be Monday night at 8 p.m. We're going to do that on Monday night at 8 o'clock. So if you guys are watching the Super Bowl at home or watching the Monday Night Football, hey, log on to your computer, turn your volume up. You can sit back, watch the game, listen to Making8.com as we bring you our Back on the Ranch show next Monday night. We're going to give it a shot, but we're going to try to profile some of these riders that are in the top 30. We're going to talk about them. If you guys want to talk about them, that's going to be your opportunity. We're going to even try to get some of these guys on the air so that way you guys can have an opportunity to call in, maybe ask them questions, whatever you guys want. We want you guys to become fans of these riders, so this is going to be your opportunity. 646-915-9940 is our number. Anytime we are live on the air, you can call in our show. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. If you've got things going on that you want to talk about, you know, we'll get it out there. And, you know, for the girls that may not be involved with the bull riding, we've got barrel racing too. You know, we got the barrel racing event coming up October 10th, starting off the 2010 season. It's still going to be closing out on the 2009. Making8.com is going to be donating a buckle for the champion for the barrel racers on there. I believe they've only got four events scheduled for the 2009 season, but we are going to donate a buckle to the champion for the 2009 season. 2010 is going to be even bigger. They're going to have a full schedule. They're going to be out there getting it on at these events. If you guys have comments or questions you want to talk about, give us a call, 646-915-9940. This is your opportunity, rodeo fans. We definitely want to hear from you. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Making8.com. We'll be right back.
How you doing, folks? This is Donnie Newman with the Southern States Bull Riding Association, and you're listening to the SSBR on Making8.com.
I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. Yeah, my pack of wolves pistol on the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
welcome back, rodeo fans. You're listening to Making A Radio on MakingA.com. We are back on the ranch tonight, here to talk some rodeo, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting worn out. It's about time for me to start breaking out. We need some callers, 646-915-9940. You got a question or comment about some rodeo, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk it with you. You know, we'll get through this thing. I'll tell you what, we're fired up. We're ready to go, ready to start off 2010. I think you're going to see it start off with a bang. We're going to start off the first event right now on the schedule is going to be Port Charlotte coming up October 10th. Like I said, that is 10-10 to start 2010. So y'all get ready. Port Charlotte's going to be great. It's going to have a bulls and barrels event down there, so we're going to have an opportunity to see those young can chasers out there getting it on down there, making those clover leaf runs. Looking forward to seeing that. Next week after that, we've got October 17th. They're going to be in Myakka City. Also going to have an SSBR event in Cross City, Florida, which is going to be up on the north end. So you rodeo fans that are up on the north side tuning in to us, if you want to try to make your way up there, get up there to Cross City. Going to be one of Eugene Carter and Renegade Rodeo Company's rodeos. And I'll tell you what, you're going to see a lot of those bulls that bucked out Saturday night are going to be right back up there. Great opportunity for y'all to check them out. We also have a makeup Myakka City event. You know, they do call it the Jason Wade Challenger Series. You know, he is the Myakka City local boy. And let me tell you, this cowboy knows how to get it. He's put on bull riding schools down there this year. He put on a bull riding clinic a few weeks ago with one of Team Making Eight's Brian Corson. And, you know, I'll tell you what, great little turnout. And, you know, both guys really enjoyed it. You know, so we look forward to seeing that. But they're also going to have a the 18th, which is going to be a Sunday afternoon, going to have an afternoon bull riding. So you're going to see the 17th and 18th, which are both going to be in Myakka City, Florida. Coming up at the end of the month on the 31st in Fellsmere, Florida, we got Bobby Lathrow Sr. putting on one of his events down there. Should be a great little turnout. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like Fellsmere. I know firsthand because last time I was there, competing, I actually took a helicopter ride. So, but I'll tell you what, we made it back this season. It was our first SSBR event. Nervous as all get out, man, but let me tell you, we had a great time down there, and Bobby Lathrow Sr. put on a great event. We really appreciate what he's done for the SSBR and what he's done for bull riding down here in the state of Florida. So, a great deal with him. You know, we definitely tip our hat to him. But that's going to be it for the month of October, I believe. As of right now, these schedules are subject to change. If guys come in and say, hey, we want to put a rodeo on, we want the SSBR there, they will put it on their schedule. So, you know, one of those opportunities, you know, it's a great way for the 2010 season to kick off. We're also going to try to slide down to Zoetzel Springs at the end of the month of October. We're going to get down and maybe try to catch up with Lyle Sankey. You know, I got to tell you, just rodeo fans, I've never had the opportunity to actually meet Lyle Sankey face-to-face. Went to two of his bull riding schools. Both of them were in Homestead, Florida, put on by C.J. Brown. And anybody who knows bull riding in the state of Florida should know C.J. Brown. He's located outside of Lakeland, kind of in the center of the state, puts on a bull riding school, ran the Florida High School Rodeo Association. I cannot talk enough about this guy. This guy is my mentor, taught me a lot about bull riding, almost everything I know. And I say almost everything because I picked up some bad habits, but I also picked up some good habits from Brian Corson, you know. Let me rephrase that. I didn't pick up the bad habits from Brian Corson. You know, Brian knows how to get it done. And he, when it comes to bull riders and, you know, when it comes to tough cowboys and true grit, Brian Corson is definitely one of those guys that I foresee sitting next to John Wayne under the definition cowboy, let me tell you. But, you know, Brian did teach me a few things about bull riding, really tries to keep, you know, my head of the game, keep me focused on rodeo, keep me focused on bull riding. And, you know, who knows, 2010, you may even see Scott himself come back in action, you know. But C.J. Brown is going to be putting on the school as well as Lyle Sankey down at Zoetzel Springs. And we look forward to stopping by down there. We may not broadcast, we may broadcast. So, you know, you'll have to tune in and find out. We'll let you know on our website. So keep checking back. You know, every day things change on that website. We're going to try to bring you up to date and let you know what's going on as soon as we get the concrete definite word. But we definitely want to get out there and at least stop in and say hey to Lyle. You know, he is really a true man. I've spoken with him on the phone. We talk a lot online. You know, he's just a great guy, a good person to be around, and I definitely want to learn from him. I've learned so much from C.J. Brown, one of his instructors, and he's an instructor there for a reason, because Lyle Thankey believes in him and believes in his teachings. And, you know, I do as well. I mean, coming from his classes and being there as a student, never being on a bull myself, going down to Homestead and getting on, I was hooked from the minute I got on. And a big reason why was because of how C.J. Brown instructed me and gave me what I needed inside to be able to perform. So, you know, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great time. And if you're interested, if you want the opportunity to try to get out there and learn how to ride bulls, that is your place to go. You can go to Lyle Thankey's website at ThankeyRodeoSchools.com. You know, you can pull it up. They have all the information there for any of their schools that are going on. And, you know, I would definitely say get involved with their school. They have great teachings that, you know, it's a three-day event that you can really get focused and really learn the sport of bull riding. And not just bull riding, but just rodeo in general. What it takes to be on the road, what it takes to be a competitor in the sport, that's what these guys are all about. So, you know, great opportunity for any of those guys that are dreaming about it, said, I've always wanted to do it. That's going to be your opportunity. It's worth the price of admission. I will guarantee it, rodeo fans. You will not walk out of there disappointed. You know, it's just one of those deals, man. You know, you gotta pay for it, but I'll tell you what, it's definitely worth it. When you go in to learn how to ride bulls, even if you just want to do it once, you know, being down at his schools, had an opportunity to see a lot of different students down there. The Homestead event has usually been a pretty big class, and you know, when you go down there, these guys, you know, some of them only want to ride once, and they, you know what, they get the full feel of it, though. They don't hold anything back, so definitely an event. 646-915-9940. We got the phone lines open. We're here to take your calls and talk some rodeo. Rodeo fans, we got about an hour left in the show. We are not going to stay online this whole time. We need to hear from you. We need you guys to keep us going, so make sure you give us a call, 646-915-9940. You're listening to Making 8 Radio on Making8.com. We'll be right back.
I'm a cowboy. Cowboy. Yeah.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Radio on Makin8.com. Like I said, we're going to break things down if we don't hear from you. So now's your chance to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Hey, we run out of things to talk about. Unless you can give us something else, we're going to break things down a little early. So 646-915-9940. It's posted on the Makin8.com website. Get on over there. Give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. We're going to play a couple more songs. We'll be right back.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo."
While they're a-putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a-showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a-dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a-making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a-snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a-bucking and a-bawling and a-blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer and mock me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a-pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm sore-footing it back to the old flying U.
Someone's trying to ride me, tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I'm rolling on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, back, back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat,
and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy. You on your back. You on your back.
A NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Star Truth pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, front in the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're turning like a superstar, baby.
MakingA.com. Back on the ranch with you this Tuesday evening. We're going to recap everything for you, let you know what we had tonight. Hopefully you'll be able to tune into us next week. We are going to be re-airing this show. Should happen probably within the hour. You'll see the show re-air. You can go back throughout the week and listen to it. And we'll always have it in the archives. You can always go back and pull it up. But we're going to, you know, just recap. The 2009 season has been closed out. You know, we still have the finals left to go, but 2009 is done for the SSBR. Had two great events going on Saturday night. Had the Palmetto Show and Bull Bash 10, put on by Diamond W Rodeo and Doug Walker, as well as the SSBR. Jason Wade was the event winner down there. Definitely secured him a nice spot in finals, and we look to see him start off with a with leaps and bounds coming out into the 2010 season, which is only a couple weeks away. So, rodeo fans, make your way on down to Port Charlotte and, you know, get things right, man. 10-10 is going to start off 2010. So, want to recap as well the Naples event down there, Randant and Lee Bucking Bulls, were the producers, Jamie Randant. Great job for them down there. Donnie Newman was down there doing the announcing for them. Wish we could have caught up with him at the event. Unfortunately, because of our technical difficulties up here, weren't able to get through to him. But Jory Marcus was the event winner with a score of 81. Came out on top down there for Naples. And, you know, we look to see more of these guys from out of state, you know, coming in from Wyoming and Colorado like Jory Marcus was. And you know, they call him the Colorado Cowboy. Definitely put on a good event down here. You know, look forward to catching up with a lot of these other riders and welcoming them back here to Florida so we can get more bull riding action. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, they think that Florida's no place for cowboys, but I tell you, I beg to differ. I've seen some of the best down here. We've got some of the toughest right here in Florida. So, you know, rodeo fans, get on out and get, you know, get to one of these events. You will not be disappointed. So, until next week, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we're back on the ranch, we're going to talk some more rodeo with you, hopefully get you callers calling in. Like I said, we are going to talk a little bit about the, you know, some of the riders that are going to be in finals. We're going to have a little bit of a storyline for you, kind of let you get to know some of the riders. We want to hear from you. We want you guys to call in, ask questions. Let's get to know some of these riders that are going to be at the finals come January. So until next week, rodeo fans, y'all, happy trails, get a grip, and we'll see you next week.
I got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going my friends, and this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that bull kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Ledford after party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Ledford playing the after party tonight. Well, the
hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Clifford's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Clifford after party
got.